WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Nikki.
How are you? It's a new year.
I'm good. How are you?
Can you believe it?
It's a new year. It's a new month. It's a new season. And here we are.
2023.
Yeah, it really allows us to see WTF.
Yeah. WTF for true.
Yeah, I mean, it happened so fast. I think 2022 seemed to have gone by really fast. How was that for you? I mean, like 2020 was like a crawl and such uncertainty, and in 2021 we're like, are we still here? And then 2022 was like,
yeah, because we were trying to get in everything in 2022 that we missed in 2020
and 2021. Exactly.
Yeah,
gosh,
for sure.
But it was a good year.
I think it was a good year.
Certainly a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, for sure.
We're still here, we're still on air. But welcome to our listeners and our viewers, and of course to our new listeners, welcome. And our listeners and viewers who have been with us, let's tell them thanks.
Yes, we are so grateful for you, of course. So what are we talking about today?
Well, you know what? I know we have new listeners and new viewers, so I think we'll probably introduce ourselves again.
Okay.
For those that don't really know who we are.
Okay.
You could probably do that, so go ahead.
I have to go first. So my name is Nikki, and I'm a mom. I'm a mom to two boys. Michelle and I actually met at the PTA.
Mm-hmm. A couple years ago.
Yeah. But I'm mom to two boys, 18 and 22 now.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So here we are. And I am a business coach and a podcaster.
And married to Trevor. So I'm Michelle. I'm Nikki's co-host, the other half of the WTF team. I'm a mom to two boys as well, 24 and 16. They're 8 years apart, JP and Zach. I'm Chris's wife. Miss Dottie, one daughter. I'm happy to say that mommy is, she doesn't watch us on, but she's all excited about the podcast.
And tell them how old she is.
She's 97. She's going to be 98 in April.
And still strong.
Still strong and wants to go on Zachary's bike for a ride.
Yes,
we need to record that one.
Yes, for sure.
So I'm an educator. I'm no longer in the classroom, though, but still involved a little bit in education and as much as I can. And now a podcaster, which is an exciting change in both our lives. We spent many mornings, many coffee mornings and afternoons talking about this. And then we just said 2 years ago, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And we've been learning along the way and enjoying it along the way, and learning about each other and meeting people. And what's great too is being recognized. When I go to the supermarket, and Nikki, you have that experience as well. You know, when someone says, are you the WTF lady? And, you know, I'm enjoying your podcast, and I'm happy you guys talked about blah, blah, blah. That's a great feeling. You know, it's a really great feeling that persons are being touched and influenced by what we talk about, and they feel it's okay to approach us and tell us just that, you know, which is a good thing. So here we are.
Yeah. So going back to those coffee mornings, Michelle and I have always been chatting about, you know, we had these big dreams.
Right.
We both kind of had this similar trajectory where we kind of gave up our professional pursuits to stay home and raise our boys.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we would be like so down on ourselves. We're like, oh, we should have done this and we could have done that. And what can we do now? So this is how this podcast was birthed. But, you know, I think we have grown a little in these past few years, mm-hmm. like just by doing research and seeing what is happening in the world. And I don't think we would ever change what we have done.
Oh, absolutely not. Or how we did it.
Right.
And I think, too, that A lot of persons may think, and I think we probably thought so before doing the podcast, that it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It actually isn't. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning. And Nikki's a planner and more spontaneous. Nikki keeps me grounded. And it takes a lot of planning. And every single day, something new happens. There's always some sort of change. You do reels, don't do reels this way. Do the podcast that way. Do something else another way. How are you going to get more more viewer? You know, there's something new happening all the time. And so we have to keep ourselves very, very current.
Right.
And that's kind of cool. And I think what's really exciting for me and for you too, because you've spoken about this, is that how our boys have responded.
Right.
You know, it's really interesting to see how they have responded to us. And I shared with Nikki last week, I said to Zach before dropping him to school, I said, you know, we're going to have a couple of meetings planning for a new season. And Zach actually turned back at the car and he said, have a great meeting, Mom.
Yeah.
And that really, really made my day. So, you know, he's also into making sure that we do well, as does JP. I bounce things off of him. You know, we've called on Kaylin many times to help us with technical things. So it's great that we can do something and involve them.
For sure.
And they're clearly excited that we're doing it, you know. So this
yes,
is us.
Right. And I think one of the reasons and the way we get our topics is too, is that we want to stay relevant.
Yes.
We want, even though we're in the twilight in our 50s.
No, you're in your twilight.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Twilight sounds like
the mid-50s.
Oh, it's so scary. Twilight.
Anyhow.
That's not a word.
Yes, I am in my mid-50s. Yes.
No,
yes.
I'm not mid yet.
Oh,
I'm not
yes,
mid yet.
Yeah,
but that's okay. Yeah. I'm getting there.
We want to stay relevant. We want to stay cool. We want to be able to have the conversations with our boys so that they don't go, oh, Mom.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn, as we say, so much from them all the time.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, we keep talking about change. There are so many changes that are taking place that, you know, we've had many, many conversations about those changes in the world that are taking place that we probably would not have had if it wasn't for the podcast.
Right.
You know, because we're going in depth in doing our research, trying to get the right topics and get our own knowledge on topics before we do have a guest on, you know. So we're learning along the way and it's been good. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. I think we need to do an episode about our bleeps and blunders because we have quite a few of those. But it's really been good. And I'm happy that you are my partner in this, because although we have a similar trajectory as to how we got here, we have such different personalities. And
true.
I think we do balance each other very, very well. I mean, things that I don't like to do or I don't do well, you automatically do them well. And so we get it done, you know.
Right, right.
And it's great that, you know, a lot of our thought processes are very similar, though, which makes it so much easier to be co-hosting with you. So having gotten that out of the way.
Yeah. And here we are together.
Yes.
As we go through more changes because of our boys are no longer really needing us.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, listen, they're always going to need us.
True.
Right? Drill that into their heads. They're always going to need us.
Mm-hmm. True.
So talk about the changes for the new year. What are some of the changes for you, Nikki? It's 2023. We just celebrated your birthday on Friday.
Yes, yes. Yay. It was my birthday.
I would sing for you.
No, it's okay.
Oh, geez. Gosh, okay.
I'm just over my birthday now, you know? It's
on.
Yeah, I'm not a good birthday person, truthfully.
Well, so you celebrated your birthday.
Celebrated my
celebrate
birthday.
You.
Right. Thank you.
A few days later, but we celebrate you.
Yeah.
And then there's Chinese New Year.
Yep. It was Chinese New Year, the year of the water rabbit.
So tell us, what's a water rabbit? Is that different from a regular rabbit?
Well, there's different. You're putting me on the spot.
Oh, so, okay. All right. Well, we're going to research that.
There's different elements with every different zodiac. There's like the water, the wood, the metal. Like Max is born in the year of 2000, which was the year of the golden dragon.
Got you.
Yeah.
So this is a water rabbit.
Right.
Okay.
Don't ask me why or how or whatever. But
so did you do anything to celebrate that, the Chinese New Year?
No, we just went out for dinner this year.
Okay, we're celebrating
cook.
Too.
Yeah, we usually cook. But
last year you had the
lion dance. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, this year it's kind of very low key. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like kind of like the rabbit. The rabbit is a low key animal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So for me, a major change happened with a snap of a finger. JP's off to film school. That happened really quickly. He got a scholarship and he accepted and he was off, literally in days. So we're still trying to adjust to that. I mean, Zach's first comment was when we dropped him off at the airport, he says, I'm going to get some new clothes. I think he's going to go shopping in JP's closet. But it's been quite an adjustment for us because the house is like super quiet now. Mm. And I do hear a lot of conversations with the boys. They're on FaceTime, Snapchat, blah, blah, blah. And they do have their convos.
Good.
For me, it's quite an adjustment, you know. I'm happy. I'm really, really excited for him. Chris and I are really supportive of him because we know this is what he loves.
Of course.
And to see him off, and, you know, at one point we're saying, why not defer till the next semester? And he says, no, he's going to go.
Yeah.
So he literally just packed one bag and he went off. So we're praying it all works out for him.
Of course it will.
Yeah.
He is very talented at that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it will.
And what's great is being able to do what you love.
Of course.
Yeah. So we've always supported that. So, you know, we just bless him and send him off.
For sure. Well, you have two more years with Zacho.
Yes, yeah. I'm holding on to that.
I know. It goes by so quickly because Kaylin is going off this year.
And you're going to be an empty nester.
And I'm going to be an empty nester. So let's see how that goes.
How do you even prepare for that, though? Oh, my gosh. Can you?
I don't know. I told Trevor, I think we're going to have to learn how to play Kaluki or Bridge or something like that.
So this is where we had interviewed a guest and we talked about Grown and Flown, right?
Yeah.
So we're there.
They were there.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so, you know, but I was reflecting this morning when I was thinking about us doing our recording, and we talk a lot about change. And one of the things that I never really, I don't know, I would say I didn't understand it or I didn't accept it. I'm not sure, but I've taught the boys is change is inevitable.
Yes, for sure.
Change is inevitable. And one of the things I learned at Campion was a serenity prayer.
Oh, okay.
And we talk, and we all know what the serenity prayer tells us. And, you know, just accepting what we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Right.
And I think that is something that I really have to, I repeat that to myself all the time, but I think I'm going to do it even more now because we are seeing such rapid changes in our lives, in our bodies, in our thought process. And there's some things that we just can't control, right? And we have to accept that.
And this time, and as you'll see, you went through it with JP, is that as the kids go off to college and mm-hmm. the college acceptances come in, that's a one time that we cannot maneuver, manipulate.
No.
We just have to trust that wherever they land,
that's where they're supposed to be. Yeah, that's where they're supposed to be.
And it's like they're choosing it for themselves.
Yeah.
We cannot, you know, obviously we give Kaylin some parameters.
Right.
That, you know, obviously it has to be within this budget, within this, you know, we give them the parameters, but of course it's there to choose.
Absolutely.
And so
it's theirs.
Of course.
We can choose a prep school or a high school and then
the activities.
Yeah. And we have spoken about this.
Yeah,
but we're literally there.
Yeah.
But we're at that point where we just have to accept those changes that are taking place.
Right.
And I mean, even for us physically, you know, from one year to the next, we literally feel the changes in our body. I mean, my head is brain fog all the way right now.
Right. And then they have their own lives too, right? So, and that's because we're going on a trip in February, and Max was supposed to come, but he can't because he has responsibilities with school and he has responsibilities with his job. So it's like, oh,
can't.
No.
Yeah.
So that felt so, that was very
sad. Because you're accustomed to doing your family vacations
with all
four of you.
Right.
That's going to be a major change right there.
I know.
Too.
Yeah. That's a hard thing.
Yeah. So we're right at the empty nest, on the cusp of the empty nest feeling.
Right. But anyhow, let's get over that melancholy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I need my babies.
I know. So yeah, so we were all about setting goals for 2023.
Our intentions, set our goals.
And we did vision boards.
And that was fun. I really enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
And thanks to Nikki again. I have written from time to time, you know, this is what I'd like to do each year. But I really loved us doing that vision board exercise. It was a lot of fun. And very meaningful as well, because we took the time to buy all all the things we needed to use for the vision board.
Right.
And so we didn't just cut out from a magazine. We made it very personal.
Right, right.
You know.
But we had sat down and did some goal setting beforehand.
Yes, it was a process.
By the time we got to the vision boarding, I had Coach Nikki here
who guided me through that process.
Right, right.
Okay, Michelle, get your sheet of paper. You're going to fold it in three. Yes, Nikki. Write down on this column. Yes, Nikki. That column. But it worked, guys. It worked. It really allowed me to see it on paper, to prioritize. And right. That was part of the exercise.
Right, right.
To prioritize what I really wanted. And that was great. And then to see it come
to life on the board,
pretty. We did pretty boards too, right?
Yes, yes.
I think we did pretty.
Well, I think you can see them on Instagram for sure.
Yes, yes. We did pretty.
But then we chose words. Like, what was your word for the year?
Clarity. So how did I get to that word clarity? Mm-hmm. My Auntie Gracie, bless her. She keeps me really, really grounded, right? Because Auntie Grace she's full of life and she's just really, really positive about everything in life. I mean, no matter what the situation is, Auntie Gracie comes with something positive.
And just as a side note, because I know Auntie Gracie listens, Michelle does not have one conversation with me without mentioning Auntie Gracie's name.
Okay. I think I'm the only one in the world that has an Auntie Gracie. But anyway, so we had our conversation at the beginning of the year, and she said, we talked, and she says, you know what? Clarity.
Mm.
And I said, you're absolutely correct. That's what my word for the year is going to be. So that's my word. And I just want clarity in everything that I do, whether it's our podcast, whether it's being a mom, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a friend, whether it's about me. You know, I just want clarity on how to go about doing it the best way I can.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because the clarity will ground you and for you to make decisions that align with how you want to,
to
grow
absolutely.
And to evolve.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. What about you?
Well, first of all, I have two words. Mm-hmm. So my first word is flow, because I'm looking for flow this year.
Right.
For cash flow. For
top of the list.
Yeah, for ease and flow.
Yes.
You know, I just want to go with the flow. Because sometimes I find, like, as you say, I'm a planner. So I'm like trying to put everything in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to just allow things just to evolve at some time.
And flow.
And then my other words was invest.
Ah.
So I want to invest more in myself,
mm-hmm.
and in my growth,
mm-hmm.
and invest in my relationships with people, like invest mm-hmm. time with them,
mm-hmm.
and in with my family,
mm-hmm.
and to invest
money. Right. I like that.
So
I like that. So together we'll work on our goals. But you know what? Something that I want us to also think about is how we're going to feel.
Of course.
How are these goals, how are these intentions going to make us feel? Not only at the end, but in the process. I remember, and I was reflecting again this morning, and I remember when I got my master's, that day I just felt the feeling was almost, it was a feeling I never had before, right? And that self-actualization was just amazing. And I didn't expect to have such a feeling either. And I often refer to that, how I felt that day. So it's not just setting the goals and writing the intentions, but also imagining how we'd feel going through the process and when we've actually achieved those goals, how we're going to feel.
Of course, you know? Of course. So a big part of our vision boarding is really, it's not more, as you say, it's not just about the goal, it's how you're going to feel.
Yes.
And why you want this particular
the
goal.
Why, yes,
it's because of that feeling,
yes,
right? And
yes.
I think the some of the and why we wanted to accomplish some of those goals,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think the feeling is important,
right?
too.
Because to me, being content and having joy, that's mm-hmm. a big part of how I want to feel. I want
yes.
to feel joyful, content, and peaceful.
And joy has been a buzzword that we've used from the very beginning,
right.
too, right? So, yeah, I'm
looking joy
forward
with those
to...
butterflies and every, you know, when you feel like, oh, you're so excited to
right,
do something.
Right, yeah. Right. And that's the feeling that keeps you going.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to 2023 and you know, what it has to offer and what we will accomplish during and at the end of the year, because we've set short-term goals and we've set long-term
goals. And we've set big goals for
big
WTF.
Big goals, yeah.
It might not be big for other people,
it's big
but they're
us,
big
it doesn't matter.
Us,
it's big
right.
for us.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Right.
You know, we have set them and we're going to do what we need to do to get them, no matter what that goal is or the size. You know, it's just getting it done. And another thing I want to point out, I read something that said a fresh start isn't always a new place. It's a mindset.
Of course.
So and another one of our guests, she had posted where she said, you know, it was like the 12th of the month or something like that. And she was just starting mm-hmm. her, it was Dr. Bridgewater. She was just starting her exercise program.
Okay.
And she said, it doesn't matter if it's the first or the 12th, I'm starting, you know? So I think the mindset is key.
Yeah.
And that's just, that would help us to get along and keep going.
And I think what we have come to realize that even though we are in our 50s,
mm-hmm.
the twilight 50s,
you, mm-hmm.
in our mid 50s, our Michelle is our young 50s, we have a lot of time and
never too late.
Lots
never
of
too
things
late.
To
that
do.
Was my thing this weekend. It's right. Never too late.
Maybe we just have to start.
You just have to start. That's the important thing, just starting and maintaining that momentum. And nobody has to. Well, let me tell you something. When you're 50s, nobody has to tell us how we do it or what we do, right? That's the beauty of being in our 50s. We owe nobody an explanation. We get it, we just do it. So that's the joy and beauty of being Nikki being her twilight. And,
okay,
and
okay, I'm
going
to take that twilight. But anyhow, so
yeah.
We are hopefully we'll have an exciting season this time.
Mm-hmm.
Although we've been asking for a bachelor or a divorcee and nobody is giving us any.
I think they're just a little shy. I think we're gonna get some responses, but
maybe we need to come at it from a different way. Like, why are we wanting to know what men want in a woman? Maybe we need to find out what women want in a man.
Feminism is at its best right there. Well, we can get it from both angles. Why not?
And let's talk about the ideal man. Maybe
let's
that
talk
could
about
be a
ideal
topic.
Man. Yeah. Well, if you have any.
Because then we can, like, obviously we're married, but I always tell, like, young women when they're like, write down the list of characteristics
that you want.
Right.
Yeah. For true. So let's say this then. Let's throw it out there. And our listeners and our viewers who may know somebody or have suggestions, let us know. We're open to suggestions. We're always looking for new topics and exciting current topics, so let's hear from you guys, please.
Yeah, because it's very confusing, right? Because sometimes men are like, they want this strong, independent woman,
and when they get them,
and then they want the diminutive, like, just
submissive.
Do as I say.
Yeah,
anyhow,
I think
that's their problem.
I think it comes down to as we know, there are lots of changes in dating
and
what's being required in a relationship now. So that's a topic that we're actually going to be discussing, which I am dying to get the feedback on that, because, as I said, you know, we're pretty similar in how we were socialized and trajectory, but it's changing.
Of course. So you know? Different.
Yeah.
All different ways, and I'm fascinated by, like,
I'm fascinated
by
as well.
People with,
it's so different,
but with different relationships, like throuples. No, I would
don't give away the information.
Okay, sorry.
Don't give it away yet, please.
Anyhow so
welcome back to those who have been with us, and welcome to those who are joining us, and we look forward to a great season.
Yes, for sure. See you soon.
See you soon.
Or chat to you soon.
Both.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.